So here we have initiation, second initiation, His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj. He gave Bhakti Charu
Maharaj.
United Nation. So we have Lokanath Maharaj, we have Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj. We have His Holiness Krishnadas Maharaj. Wonderful. Very nice. Yes, it's international. International community. So, we have first and the second initiative. Brahmana, one who is seeing the man. One who is seeing the man. So Brahmana. And it is a beginning of spiritual life. It's not the end, it's the beginning. First realization about God is His effulgence, the light, Brahmana. So Brahmana is one who is seeing Brahman, or he is introduced to see Brahman. So we are given chance to deepen our Krishna consciousness. In Brahman initiation, that is the main initiation. The main initiation is Brahman initiation. Haranam initiation is an introduction. The main initiation is Brahmana. A Brahmana has the responsibility as the head of the community. Brahmana, the head, like our body, the head is most important. For the body, the head is most important because the best senses are situated on the head. Two nostrils are here, two eyes are here, two ears are here, one mouth is here. All the base senses, they are situated here. The other senses below these, they are for low activities. They are for low activities. So Brahmana is the head. The head of the body is the head of the community, the whole society. So Papa gave a lecture. And then he mentioned Sudra, dependent. Vaishya, dependent. Kshatriya, dependent. Brahmana, independent. The Sudras, the Vaishyas, the Kshatriya, they depend on Brahmana. Because Brahmanas are the one to attend to the Lord directly. We have personal servants. The personal servant to the Lord, the Brahmanas. Why? It's not a discrimination, but it is a natural discrimination. Brahmanas, by nature, they are clean. They are clean outside and they are clean inside. The Brahmana is like cleanliness. First thing, the Brahmana is very clean outside and outside, outside and inside. Because the Brahmana, he constantly recites the scriptures, study the scriptures, he speaks the scripture. He has to educate the society, so he studies the scriptures. Stone the scripture, he's making sacrifice. So he's very, very, very important in the society. Brahmanas are very, very, very tolerant. A Brahmana is known, the worth of a Brahmana is by his ability to tolerate. Not how much knowledge he has. Or the sign that one has knowledge means that one can tolerate. That is how a Brahmana is judged. The ability, his ability, your ability to tolerate. To accommodate. Not nonsense. Not to accommodate or tolerate nonsense. But to tolerate the onslaught of material energy. Brahmanas are very tolerant. They are very, very truthful. The first day, Yudhishthira Maharaj had a lie from a Brahmana. He gave us his kingdom that very day. I'm telling you, everyone takes life, including Brahmanas. You know the Brahmana. The Brahmana never tells life. Very truthful. It's a Brahmana. A Brahmana is self-controlled. That means he does not allow his or her senses to direct him. He directs the senses. Self-control. It's a Brahmana. He is very, very peaceful. Peacefulness of a Brahmana is not coming from ignorance. In ignorance, a person can be peaceful. Can be peaceful in ignorance. But a Brahmana is peaceful because of his acquired knowledge and his experience in his practice. So a Brahmana is peaceful. Not because there is no difficulties. In the midst of difficulties, a Brahmana is equal to both happiness and distress. He's equiposed. It's a Brahmana. He's not agitated. A Brahmana is not restless. A Brahmana is peaceful. So he is qualified to go back to Bhagavad. So Amrita Priya Kalpate. It's a Brahmana. Eligible to go back to Bhagavad. These are his qualities. He knows the scripture theoretically and he has the wisdom, the realization from what he has studied. He can guide the Kshatriya how to rule the society perfectly. In our present day situation, no Brahmas. Kala Sutra, Sambhava. In Kali Yuga, everyone, irrespective of any country you have, irrespective of the body you have, see what the scripture said. In Kali Yuga, everyone is a Sutra. It didn't say if you are from a particular country or not, you are free. No. Everyone in Kali Yuga. Sudra. So Prabhupada said, out of the Sudra, I want to make Brahmanas. This is the purpose of his coming. Make Brahmanas. It means Hare Krishna devotees to study our scriptures. Scrutinizingly. Every day. Brahmanas to read, you should know the scripture. If all of you sat for my test, all of you Brahmanas, I don't know how you would pass. The Brahman. Brahmanas, you know the scripture. And if you speak the scripture and live the scripture, it's a Brahman. So we are following what Prabhupada has established to make Brahmanas. Quality. Our Brahmanas should be very clean, very punctual, truthful, tolerant, peaceful, self-controlled, very austere. We want to see all these qualities from the Krishna devotees. Because this is the expectation of Srila Prabhupada for opening the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He wants Brahmanas because that is what is lacking in our society. Brahmana. So Brahmana is not a trade. Brahmana is not a trade. A trade, you can buy it in the market. You can buy it in the market. You can use it for fishing. That is not a trade. The Brahmana, the quality, that we are taking full advantage of the opportunities that God has given to us and all his followers. By encouraging us, introducing us to the parampara, we are connected. Initiation means that we are being connected with the parampara. A spiritual master is connecting us with parampara. We are connected, that's initiation. So the purpose is initiation is the beginning of our journey back and back to God. It is not the end. It's a beginning. That one is becoming a human being. Until one comes to Krishna consciousness, we're not human beings. Because we're not doing the activities which are meant for human beings. Activities for human beings is Krishna consciousness. So the scripture says, Ata! Now that we have a human body, let us do the duty for the human body. Atata Brahma Divyasa. Ata means now that we have a human body. Let us do the duties of human life. That means we are disqualified from doing activities which are less than human. Illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, flesh eating. These are not activities for human beings. Therefore, in Christian consciousness, we are requested to abstain from these four pillars of sinful activity. Prabhupada said, the four vices. The four vices. One is advised not to engage in these four vices. Because it is not that it's bhakti. If one is a vegetarian, you are devotional. There are so many vegetarians everywhere in the world. Monkey is a vegetarian. We'll go and see what monkey does now. Every moment they're having sex. And snatching bags from women. Every day, every time, that's what they say. They are vegetarians. So it is not a wonderful thing for someone to say, I'm a vegetarian. I'm a vegan. Ah, there's a vegan. So there's competition now. A vegan and vegetarian. What is it? klagen. A cow is a vegetarian. Goat, vegetarian. They don't eat flesh. And we have millions of people who have never taken a covenant before in their life, but they are not devotees. So these four regulating principles that our acharyas are requesting we should abstain from them is to help us become human beings. So we can do the duties for human beings. Not that I'm taking what I'm basic principle now. You know? Don't have illicit sex. Yes. If you don't have illicit sex, are you qualified to go back to Godhead? No. Now, we are becoming humans. So we can do the duties of human beings. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra and serving Lord Krishna with our life. It's a duty, the duty of a human being. So we are being given the chance. The human life begins at this point when what you're taking to this process of Krishna consciousness, and we have been recognized after some time of practice. Everyone has decided. I have been trying to run away from Krishna for years, for millions of lifetimes. Since time immemorial, I've been trying to run away from Krishna. But now I have decided to say yes to Krishna. That's initiation. Initiation. And then the Guru Dakshina, I could say, a disciple should give to the Guru is not the money you collect from devotees to give. That is secondary, that is external. The primary Guru Dakshina is your ability to maintain the vows you have taken. That's your Dakshina. I'm giving my Guru Dakshina to Guru Dev. Means I will never again break the principles I promise. That is Dakshina. This is spiritual Dakshina. Then material Dakshina, I can go and collect some money and give to Guru. So, we should do both the external and internal. Give the first class Guru Dakshina. Keep to the vows we are taking. Then give the external one to facilitate our appreciation for what the Guru is doing. This initiation. So, we have attained the great principle. Ten offenses. A devotee is taking to serious Krishna consciousness, committing ourselves to Krishna consciousness. So try to avoid these offenses if we want to make progress in Krishna consciousness. Every devotee is expected to make progress in Krishna consciousness. We should make advancement, we should make progress. Because a business person, man or woman, or a student studying, or an athlete, anything we profess to be, a devotee, if you don't make advancement in that field, you'll be frustrated. After transacting a business, you have no money. Nobody celebrates that. It's a failure. After schooling for years, one does not pass exam, I'm not certificate. It's a failure. One does not celebrate that. We celebrate our success. It's a advancement. So also in Krishna consciousness, in spiritual life, we celebrate our success. To be able to do that, we should make advancement. And for us to make advancement, we have to put certain technologies into practice. In Krishna consciousness, there are so many technologies that should be applied. Applied spiritual technology is very, very important, especially for devotees. Because if we don't make advancement, we are going to become a disturbance to ourselves and everybody. So it is necessary for everyone to make advancement. makes everyone happy. The spiritual master who is guiding us, we're very happy that he is successful in his business, in his duty, in his service, by presenting devotees to Krishna. It's an offering. So we want to see, what are we offering to our guru, to Krishna? What is our offering? By the quality of the disciples. So you're not just taking initiation, changing names. It is being a qualified disciple that a guru is happy to offer to his guru. See, this is my offering. We're going to look at the quality. First class disciples, second class, third class, fourth class disciples. Yes, spiritual master will look. Our spiritual master will see. What are the quality of disciples they are offering to me? He will see. And he's going to judge us based on that. And it has a serious consequences, because when we make unqualified disciples, we are destroying the Bhagavad. Destruction of parampara comes from making unqualified disciples. So we don't want to make unqualified disciples, we want to make qualified disciples as offering to our guru. So we are expecting that we shouldn't just take initiation for fashion. Accepting guru is not professional. Initiation is not professional. It is a serious commitment that now I have decided to become a human being, ready to be loyal to the special master, to be trained and offer us back to Krishna. That is what will make the special master happy, that is making qualified disciples who will continue the parampara. A disciple was introduced to Srila Prabhupada, who is not keeping the principle. Prabhupada looked at him. You cannot keep to the vows which you have taken. This is animal life. This is animal. They are not a human being. You are just an animal. A human being will keep to the promise. Nobody forces you to take. Nobody. It is a choice. You have made a choice. You should keep to it. Not keeping to it. Prabhupada said that is animal life. If a human being, a responsible human being, comes to your house, he says, I don't want you in this house. Right? When you see him there tomorrow. But if anyone comes to your house, he says, cha! Anyone will go away. You turn your face, you come back. That is animal life, not the human life. Human life, we keep to the promise, the vow we have taken. I'm promising the fire. I'm promising all the demigods invited here. We are promising all the Vaishnavas present. We are promising the deity. We are promising the spiritual master. I will, from this day, maintain the vows I have taken. Because it's a contract we are signing. A disciple is signing a contract, the Buddha is signing the contract. What is the contract? A disciple, I will keep the four regulative principles, chant minimum 16 rounds, have service. The Buddha said that. You do this, I will take care of your life until I will submit you to Krishna. The contract is signed. That is initiation. You are signing a contract to keep to the vows we have taken. If there is a breach in contract, In ordinary world, we'll be sued. In a special world, we're not sued. We are. But it's very subtle, so nobody sees. So we're thinking, okay, I'm free. You are not free. Because all the demigods who witness your vows are seeing you. You may not see them, but they are seeing. And they are more powerful than us. They are our superiors. So, they are keeping record. The person who takes vows cannot keep to heat. It's so contaminated that the person should not be seen in any auspicious gatherings, places. A person who takes vows and keep to the vows is so contaminated that such a person's face will not be seen. So you take vows and keep to it. That's human life. So we mentioned the 10 offenses which we should try our best. If we want to make advancement, to observe these 10 principles. We are there for chanting the Holy Name. Blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the glories of the Holy Name of Krishna. It's a great offense. Vaishnavas are not paid workers. They are volunteers. They freely accepted any convenience on behalf of Krishna. Therefore, they should be respected. They should be respected. We should try not to blaspheme people who are very dear to Krishna. Devotees are very dear to Krishna. Lord Krishna told the folk manners, I am ready to cut off my hand if my hand is offensive to the Brahmanas. I will cut off my hand. Krishna is speaking. I will cut off my hand if I notice, if I observe that my hand is hostile to Brahmanas, I will cut it off. And Krishna is speaking like this. What does that mean to us? Very dangerous to blaspheme devotees. That is the best way we can go to hell. The best way to go to hell is to blaspheme devotees. Blaspheme. And according to the purity, the level of that person's purity, that the same amount of suffering you are going to get. If the devotee you are blaspheming is 100% pure, you get 100% reaction. It's very dangerous to blaspheme devotees. So we should carefully avoid this. If we want to make advancement in Christian consciousness, and if you want to chant Kirtaniya Sadhari, if you want to change the holy name successfully, you should avoid blaspheming devotees. Very dangerous. Number two, you look around this world and you see how powerful the Brahma is. And see, all of us sitting here, our tongue tastes differently. That is the expertise of the Brahma, the same ingredients. But how the Brahma is so experienced, so expert in assembling just the tongue that it tastes differently. See, wonderful. Don't look at that. Just one thing. The same ingredient, not that your tongue has different ingredients than others, the same material. But he is very expert that he could assemble them in very intricate way that they would taste differently. We have different tastes, we have different desires. That is the Brahma's power. He himself, he confessed to Narada Muni, he said, my dear son Narada, see, one who does not know Krishna, by looking at my activities, you think I'm the supreme, but actually I'm not the supreme. My activities are very wonderful. He is Veda Garba. Lord Brahma didn't go to school. He is Atmabhu. He has no mother, he has no father. Lord Krishna is directly his mother. How wonderful such a person would be. We have a conditioned mother, conditioned father, we're very proud. But then we have eternal father, eternal mother. Huh? A person who is teaching the Brahma mantra is Saraswati. And he came out from Lord Vishnu's body directly. He got all his knowledge directly. He doesn't go to school. So powerful. Lord Shiva, very powerful. Lord Shiva is Sulapani. No entity which is equal to Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva is just little bit, small, and Krishna, just little bit. Because Lord Brahma is Krishna who had direct contact with Maya. Krishna does not have contact with Maya, 100%. What Krishna's form that has connection, direct contact with Maya is Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva has two sides, the demigod side and the Vishnu side. The majority of fools, they worship Lord Shiva on the demigod side without seeing the Vishnu side. It's a glance of Vishnu, this is Vishnu. It's a glance of Vishnu. Still, he is the servant of Vishnu. Therefore, to equate the powerful demigod like Brahma or Shiva to be on the same level with Lord Vishnu is a great offense. Just like sitting a servant on the director's chair. What will happen to you in office? Be terminated. Your service is terminated in that office. Yes. So we should not place Lord Vishnu on the same seat with the demigods, or place it, or raise the demigods on the level of Lord Vishnu. It's a great offense. That is ignorance. Though they're so powerful, they are directly representing Krishna. And Lord Krishna's guna avatar. Yet, there's a difference. So we should not place them on the same statue of Lord Vishnu. It will affect our progress in Krishna consciousness because of contamination. It is a contamination. Therefore, we should avoid contamination. If you want to remain healthy, don't get yourself dirty. If you want to remain healthy in Krishna consciousness, then we should keep ourselves pure. Well, the process of the pure is not to be in ignorance, to equate Brahma, Shiva, or other demigods on the same level with Vishnu. And in Nigeria, we also have so many Hindu temples. So many. And then one of them told me, you know, in our temple, we have powers of gods. Right? Krishna is God, Ram is God, Vishnu is God, Shiva is God, Brahma is God, Ganesh is God, Durga is God. All of them are God. So we have a palace of gods. You only have Krishna here, altar, but we have palace of gods. Yes, yeah, so we are superior to you. That's what he's telling me. Yes. The person who taught us the worship of different gods, who is that? Who? Yesterday. Yesterday gave the scripture. Right? After describing different systems, different personalities, different worship, different pujas and all the paraphernalia in detail, it's a big book. That is not a common person to do. It's not a common activity. Only an empowered incarnation can do that. But what was the experience of yesterday after doing what is heavy duty? Despondent means he's not happy. Well, dissatisfied. And his guru came there. and flatter him. And then when he came, oh Prabhu, are you happy? Why is he calling him Prabhu? Master. A master should be happy. And here you are Prabhu and you are frustrated like this. After all this heavy duty, such a massive work. We sometimes we see devotees who are working so hard and frustrated. It means it's not devotional service. It is something else. One cannot work so hard for Krishna and be frustrated. No. One will be very, very happy and satisfied. So one is working so hard and frustrated means there's something wrong with the offering. So Narada Muni told him, you see, you did such a big job. See, no one can do like you. You know everything. But why are you like this? Huh? You are like this because you have introduced pantheism. Cats can be worshipped, goats can be worshipped, lizards can be worshipped, everything can be worshipped. All of them are the same. That is your problem. Therefore, the Muni told him, if you want to be happy, please clearly separate Krishna. Make Krishna distinctly different. Place him for where he is and leave others. And yesterday he took back all the scriptures he compiled, he took all of them back and mixed all of them, filter it. And he separated Srimad Bhagavatam and the chaps, all the Vedas which he left. The chaps. For less class people, for greatly fortunate persons, yesterday he gave Srimad Bhagavatam. And then his own son churned that and produced 18,000 pieces of Bhagavatam. And he gave to the whole world. So that Bhagavatam is different. Therefore, we should try to understand. Demigods are not the same. Not at the same level of education. They're different. And Bhagavad Gita Lokesha clearly mentioned those who are less intelligent, they worship demigods. They are food. Those who are intelligent, they will worship Krishna. Number three. One should not disobey the order of the spiritual master. Why? The spiritual master is not, he has two heads, three heads, four heads. Huh? The spiritual master has two heads. Your guru has two heads, three heads, four heads. Different from you. What's the difference? Are we not the same human beings? They are wearing trade, I'm wearing trade. What's the problem? The same mantra we chant, the same day too, the same repetition mantra. Say, well, are we not the same? We're not the same. We're not the same. The order of the spiritual master is the order of Krishna. Krishna, the super soul, stays in the heart, but majority of us does not see. So Krishna, out of his costless mercy, appeared before us physically in the form of a spiritual master. So he is representing, he is a, what do you call it? There's a word. Yeah, transparent divine medium. Yes, this is another word I'm looking for. Yes, Krishna is the manifestation. It is the manifestation of super soul Krishna in the heart. But still, this is the word I'm looking for. It's not coming. That is the position of the spiritual master, that he is emissary of Krishna. Ambassador of a country is a country itself. an ambassador. Anything happened to that ambassador, the whole country will be affected. This is a position of the spiritual master. He is representing Krishna directly. He is the most, how would they say, the apple of Krishna's eye. Right? A guru is what? The apple of Krishna's eye. Therefore, Krishna does not tolerate anything from his representative. Krishna can tolerate for himself, but for his children, he cannot. Krishna cannot tolerate. So, when the guru gives order, it is Krishna's order that he is passing through. When we go to a hospital and a doctor gives medicine, a doctor himself is sick, he is giving a patient medicine, right? Why? It is good for the patient. So if the patient threw the medicine away, the doctor will suffer? Huh? No, he's not sick. It's you who is sick. It is you who need the medicine. So the medicine which the doctor has given to us, it is meant for our own benefit. So if you don't take it, the doctor will not die but you will die. See, if we disobey the orders of the spiritual master, we will suffer. Because it is for our own good. He is giving the order for our own benefit. Because he saw that it is good for us, we need it. Therefore, he's giving. So, if we're intelligent, we should accept it and not disobey it. Because he is what? Shakshat Dari. Understand? Is what? Shakshat means what? Directly, Hari. Not the Supreme God. He's not directly the Supreme God. But he is connected with the Supreme. Therefore, everything from Krishna is coming down through him. So he says, divine medium. For Krishna's mercy, I would say, his divine grace. He's carrying that title, because he is transmitting divinity. He should be fully respected, and his order must be kept without interpretation, without doubt, without adulteration. So we follow as it is. A devotee, pure devotees of Krishna, they are very, very dear to Lord Krishna. Very dear. A Krishna lives in their body. Naham tistanti Vaikuntha. Lord Krishna is speaking to Lord Muni. I am not in Vaikuntha. Where is Krishna? In the body of his devotee. Krishna lives in the body of his devotees. So it's very dangerous to disobey. Especially for those who have accepted the spiritual master. Why should I accept him if you are not ready to obey his order? Why? It doesn't make sense. Should I accept it? Really? Number four. The scriptures, they guide us like a mother. And the scriptures are what? The breath of Lord Krishna. Therefore, they are very, very important in our life. Just like a child cannot survive without the mother, we cannot survive without the scripture. We need the instruction, the guidance of the scripture. And then the bonafide spiritual master, the father, the scripture, the mother. Guru is the father. With the help and the maintenance and care of the mother and father, the child will be nourished. The child will have a future. The child will have existence. Therefore, we should not disrespect the scriptures which are guiding us, teaching us what we need to know, how we should serve the Krishna, why we should do that. the scriptures are teaching this. Do not disrespect the scripture. So follow them. Number five. The holy name of Lord Krishna is very powerful, very pure. The holy name of Krishna is not different. Krishna and the name are not different. They have the same potency, but when you have two things, there will be difference. You have only one thing, there's no difference. If you have two things, they will be different. Because Krishna and the name are there, the name is more powerful and more merciful than Krishna. Anyone who thinks this is an exaggeration, what are you talking? How can you say this? The name is not as powerful as you think or as you are speaking. It is not like that. Krishna is supreme, better than the name. It's an offense. It's an offense. We cannot chant the pure name. It's not an exaggeration. And we cannot sufficiently describe the name completely. Because the name is unlimited. Not very many people will take care of deities, or Brahmanas will take care of deities. Not everybody. But everybody is qualified to change the way. Everybody. So the name is more closer to us than deity. Krishna Chakra. So it is not an exaggeration. Number six, we should not try to interpret. We should not give different meaning to the name. Leave the name as it is and change the name like that. All the potency in the name will manifest. The name will show us everything. All the pastimes of Krishna we are hearing from the scripture, you will find all of them in the name. And the name will reveal all of them. The name will show us the date, the special date. Everything is shown by God. So it's not an exaggeration, it is a fact. Number seven. One can say, yes, now I know the secret of Krishna consciousness. Now I can chant 64 rounds when I want to break principle. This way, the name would neutralize your offense with me. That is very dangerous. Very dangerous mentality. A person who sins in knowledge suffers more than a person who sins in ignorance. Similarly, a person who willfully commits sin because of the strength of the name, well, will never be delivered by anything. Nothing can deliver us. We can offend Krishna and take shelter of the holy name and be delivered. But we cannot offend the holy name and take even shelter of Krishna. We will never be delivered. So we should not commit offense on the strength of chanting the holy name. Number eight. In the Vedas, we mentioned it before, there are so many recommendations and so many rituals. Sacrifice, as for Veda, first sacrifice, all of them are recommended. You do this offense, you do this jagya, you will atone for it. Of all these recommendations in the scripture, we should never try to think that the holy name is on the same level. The name is non-comparison. It's not comparison. The level of the name is too far. So we should not equate all the regulations of the scriptures with the name. They're too far from each other. No way to compare them. Number nine. We should try not to become Patita Pavana. Yeah, we should be. We should be Patita Pavana. Yeah? We should be Patita Pavana. Yes. We should be Patita Pavana. But with some discretion. Yes. A person who have no faith in the name. Don't impose the name on the person. Don't become Patita Pavana. For people who have no faith in the name, they have no value. what happens if you throw pearls to a swine? What happens? Pearls. You trample it. Or you get a very costly cloth and offer to a monkey. What would happen to it? A monkey. You tear it into pieces. So if we give a name to a faithless person, what will happen? It will tear it into pieces, and you will be responsible for the offense of being a particular power in this community. I know my name. Number 10. After hearing the teachings, for years, we should have experience and naturally give up sense gratification. If one does not give up sense gratification after hearing all these detailed explanations, one will become an offender to the Holy Name. We should make advancement. So, we are recommended to start studying Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Canto 2, Canto 3, Canto 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Why? It's expected that by the time you reach Canto 9, we are done with lust. So when we enter Canto 10, we don't ask, Krishna can do this. Why Krishna will go and carry jealousy? Sorry. Why is this ghost activity? We should be finished from Canto 9. We should finish with all this. It's expected that we have finished all this. All this anarata is already finished. Bhagavatam should be able to destroy all these anaratas so that when we enter into the lotus feet of Krishna, we will participate and will never feel different. Similarly, it's expected that after hearing all these instructions and studying the scriptures up to this point, we should be able to understand how dangerous is sense gratification. We should give it up and be engaged in spiritual activities for the satisfaction of vocation. This expectation is wanted. Number 10. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, 11. Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, number 11 offense is the mother of the 10 offenses. All the 10 offenses are given birth to by 11 offenses. 11 offenses. Inattentiveness in chanting the name. Is where all the 10 offenses are being nurtured and maintained. So if we avoid inattentive chanting, we'll be able to avoid the 10 offenses. But you see how it is arranged? This would be the number one offense, but it is put the last. It's be number one, because that is the main thing. We should deal with the main issue so that the main thing will be simple. But it is put at the last, so that if you are not very careful, you will not remember it, you forget it. So these 10 of 11 offenses, all the 11 offenses should be carefully avoided so we can be successful in chanting the Hare Krishna. So if you all go to trek, what have you achieved? Okay.
We have one.